I need to teach this again, and I need to say it in a different way than I said it last time. I'm not really sure how I said it, but I'll try to say it this way. Hopefully it's different. Because if you hit something at different perspectives, you can really get a conception. If you hit it from different perspectives, you will usually get a conception if somebody listens to all the different perspectives. And so the conception, the concept is the flesh mind is not even real. The spirit mind is real. So where do you find that at? Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21. The works of the flesh. Drunkenness, adultery, lying, cheating, stealing, anger, wrath, malice, murder, you name it, it's in there. Contentions. It would include bitterness and unforgiveness and all that stuff. So the flesh is not even real, because that's the old Adam. And the old Adam is a program based on the devil's kingdom. And the devil's kingdom is pure evil. There's no peace in the devil's kingdom. There's no truth in the devil's kingdom. There's no joy. It might be happiness, but we're talking about joy. Happiness is different than joy. And so happiness depends on the up and down, up and down, up and down. Something good happened to me, so I'm happy. Something bad happened to me, I'm sad. Something good, you're happy. Something, let me put this on pause. I gotta take a picture. Something good happens, I'm happy. Something bad happens, I'm not happy. Joy is, if something bad happens, you still have joy. Something good happens, you have joy. It's steady state. The happiness is up and down, fickle. Steady state joy is from above, from the heavenlies, from the spirit mind. Happiness is from the flesh mind, the natural mind. You're happy just because something good happened. But what happens when something bad happens? You can still have joy. You might not be happy about it, but you have joy because you know all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose. Long story short, the flesh mind is not even real. The flesh mind is fake reality. What's the spirit mind? The mind of Christ. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. This is why I say that you know all things, because you understand the fruit of the Spirit. Love, you know that. If you're saved, joy, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You understand all that if you're saved. And that's everything. He's given you all things to pertain to life and godliness down here. So when you walk in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, you're in the spirit walk. And somebody says something stupid and tries to pull you back down in the flesh mind, you don't go down there. And even if you do go down into the flesh mind, you laugh about it because it's not really who you are. And if they're saved and they say something stupid, it's not really who they are. They're just running on that program, the old Adamic program, Genesis 3 fake reality bubble. So somebody's in the flesh saying something stupid, that's not really who they are if they're born again. And so being born again from above sets you in a new position in Christ. Your identity's in Christ. It's not who you are anymore when you walk in the flesh mind. And you see that in Romans 7. Who can rescue me from this body of sin? He says, praise God, in Romans 1, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Jesus is the one that rescues from the body of sin, because He was without sin, holy, separate, undefiled, separate from sinners, lifted up, perfect, without sin. And so you see in Revelation 4 and 5, the saints giving glory to Jesus, and because He, but when we see Him, we'll be like Him, sons of God. So the point is, He gets the honor and the glory because He was the forerunner and He was perfect, and we don't. We fall short. But we enter into that righteousness by faith. Long story short, what am I telling you? I'm telling you that when you're in the flesh, bitterness, unforgiveness, living in the past, worried, fear, doubt, arguing, upset. See, this is why the narcissist tries to provoke you into the flesh, because they can actually read your mind. If they can get you on their playing field, on their tennis court, you're in the tennis court of the spirit walk, they're in the tennis court of the flesh. So if they can pull you down in the flesh, They are masters of that. That's all they know. They've lived that their whole life. And so they win. But if you if you're in the spirit walk, you win. And they're going to try to pull, they always try to pull you down. You have to fight it within. But if you can win the battle within, then when they try to pull you down to the flesh mind from without, you've already addressed it within. And so you are a master of your own soul and your own spirit and your own heart, because God gave you the power by the Holy Spirit. So you die daily, submit to the Holy Spirit, and they can't touch you because you're playing on a different court. They're playing in the court of the flesh. You're playing in the court of the spirit. And so when you walk in that spirit walk, you win. You're the king. You're the victor. You overcome. If it's a female, you're the queen. You're the victor. You're no longer in the old Eve, but in the new Eve. The old Adam is dead. You die daily. That's what's going on.